Praise the Lord and good morning, church. What a beautiful day the Lord has created and added into our lives. We are grateful to the Lord. Well, let me encourage you from the book of Mark, chapter 16, verse 15 and 16. These are the words of Jesus. Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. My dear brothers and sisters, I read a beautiful quote this morning by an unknown author. He writes, "Give us a watchword for the hour, a thrilling word, a word of power, a battle cry, a flaming breath that calls to conquer even death, a word to rouse the church from rest, to heed the master's last request. The call is given. Christians arise. Our watch word is evangelize." Amen. Our watch word is evangelize. Beautiful. My dear brothers and sisters, as members of the Church of Jesus Christ, how we need to be reminded continually of our Lord's final request. We settle down so easily in our individual comforts and in the security of our church routines. Worldwide evangelization will become a realistic possibility only when the Spirit of God renews His people personally with a vision and passion for the spiritual needs of a lost world. When in His power, we are willing to go to evangelize. I like what James McGrannan wrote, a beautiful hymn about far, far away in heathen darkness dwelling, millions of souls forever may be lost. Who will go? Salvation's storytelling, looking to Jesus, minding not the cost. So over the worldwide open doors, inviting soldiers of Christ, arise and enter in. Christians, awake, your forces all uniting. Send forth the gospel, break the chains of sin. Godspeed the day when those of every nation, glory to God, triumphantly shall sing, ransomed, redeemed, rejoicing in salvation, shout hallelujah, for the Lord is King. And the chorus goes, all power is given unto me, all power is given unto me. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel, and lo, I am with you always. Praise God. Well, my dear brothers and sisters, seek to gather some information, some pertinent or read a pertinent article on the status of world missions. Ask God to show you a more significant role in this great endeavor and meditate on the truth of Christ's command and practice and fulfill His vision and His mission. That's what we are called to do. Amen. Let's do it today. Let's win a soul for Jesus this morning. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have created and added into our lives. We are so, so grateful, Lord, that there is breath of God in our nostrils, that we are in the land of the living, and you desire that we will be truly the salt, the light, and a voice unto the nations. I ask of you, Father God, that Lord, you will give us the courage, you will give us the boldness, you'll give us, oh Lord, the anointing of the Holy Spirit, that we will be able to share the gospel of Jesus with our colleagues, with our friends, with our people in the workplaces or in our colleges or universities. And we will be bold as a lion. We will have the art of the communication. We will know how to communicate, and you will be alone glorified. This morning, O Father God, I pray, burn in us that passion for souls in Jesus' name. Burn in us, O God. Lord, we will not be happy with our own salvation, O Father God, and resting in that comfort of eternity. But Lord, I pray that we will take the gospel and preach it to the nations of the world. I ask of you today, O Lord God Almighty, as your people step out to the jobs, to the businesses, and running the errands for the day, you will bless them, be with them, uphold them with your right righteous hand. Keep them from every and any appearance of evil. Preserve them, protect them, O Father, and prosper them. Lord God Almighty, for the ones who are sick in our midst, O Father, Lord, we pray In the name of Jesus, Father, we speak forth your word of healing into their lives in Jesus' name, into their bodies, into their minds, oh Father God. I speak resurrection and life of Christ to prevail in the name of Jesus. And Father, I take authority over every demon of infirmity, and I cast those demons out in Jesus' name. And Father, I declare victory over your people's lives in Jesus' name, O Father. And you will receive the preeminence and the glory and the honor. We thank you, we bless you, and we honor you. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. Bye for now.